I will be translating.
Okay, anyway. Yeah.
Maybe he can do.
Mother's mother. First of all, I welcome all of you for this satsanga, for this bhakti sangha. It is for the first time that I come to Europe. So, it is my first experience of such type of... So, I was told that I should within 40 to 45 minutes I will give the lecture, and so that after that you may have some doubt, clearance and any comment or anything like that. So, I will just introduce our Indian philosophy. Indian philosophy. So, it may be knowing that just like Christian religion, Christian philosophy, it came into existence just after the birth of Jesus Christ. Similarly, there is also Muslim philosophy which came into existence after the birth of Prophet Muhammad. Similarly, there are like Buddha, Buddhism, and so many Zoroastrian, so many religions are there, so many philosophies are there. They came into existence after the birth of the prophet of that religion. But you won't find that any history that when this Vedic religion comes, Vedic philosophy comes, which is called Hinduism, Hinduism called, but that is actually not correct. That is Vedic philosophy, Vedic religion. You don't find any history of this Vedic religion. Because this Vedic religion, it comes just when this material world is created. Just like you purchase some durable commodities like TV, fridge, etc., air conditioner or car, there is a literature how to operate those instruments. Similarly, when all this material world are created by the Lord, this Vedic literature also came into existence. From that, from the very beginning of this creation. So, this Veda means, its meaning is knowledge. Veda means knowledge. Just like our scientists, they are doing research to find out new types of knowledge. This is going on, always going on. But this Veda, it consists of all knowledge. That's why one incarnation of the Lord, just from whom all these material worlds are created, one incarnation of from that Lord also came to existence. And he compiled all these Vedic literatures. He compiled all these Vedic literatures. And in the end, he wrote Vedanta. Vedanta means the end of knowledge. No scientist, no intellectual can claim that this is the, here I have got the end of the knowledge. No scientist can ever claim that, like that. But the Lord, he is Lord means, he is called Lord means, he has all the appurances. Bhagavan, we call him Bhagavan. Bhagavan means God, what you call God. That is, we call Bhagavan in our Sanskrit term, called Bhagavan means he is full of all opulences, like all the riches, all the energy or strength, all the fame, all the beauty, all the knowledge and all the renunciation. These are the six types of opulences. So he is full of all the opulences. That's why he can give the end of the knowledge. That is called Vedanta. So I will just explain very briefly about this summary about this Vedanta. Very briefly about this Vedic philosophy. I will just explain. So in the Vedanta Sutra, there is called Sutra. Sutra means formula. Aphorism, that is called aphorism. Just like in our algebra, there are so many formulas are there. A plus B whole square, like that. Similarly, these are the aphorisms or these are the formulas mentioned in Vedanta Sutra. All the Vedic knowledge are there in that Vedanta Sutra. So, that very first aphorism of this Vedanta Sutra is Athato Brahma Jigyasa. Athato, ma'am, I think you can sit in the chair. Okay, you are comfortable. Okay. So, Athato Brahma Jigyasa, that means how a human being is comes into existence, how a human being comes into existence. As per the modern science, the Darwinian theory, a human being comes from monkeys. But from Vedic point of view, that is partially correct. That is not totally wrong, but that is partially correct. It is described one of the Veda, that is one Purana called Padma Purana. It is described there are 8400,000 types of living entities. 8400,000. Except living entities are there. So, aquatics are of 900,000. Jalaja Navalakhyani. Then, Stavara Vinsalakhyati. Stavara means those trees and plants which cannot move. They are called Stavara in Sanskrit. So, they are of 200,000 kinds. 20 lakh. Then, Krumaya Rudra Sankhyaka. Krumaya means insects. Small insects, worms like that. They are of 1100,000 kinds, Rudra Sankhyaka. Then comes Pakhinam. Pakhinam means birds. They are of 1000,000 kinds, 10 lakh. Then there are animals, different types of animals are there. They are called 30,000 kinds of animals are there, 30 lakh kinds. So, when one living entity passes all these species of life, then one gets human form of life. That's why the first aphorism of Vedanta Sutra is Athato Brahma Jigyasa. Atha means therefore, Atha. Because you have passed all these lives, so the duty of the human being is Brahma Jigyasa. Inquire about the truth. That is the duty of the human being. That is the duty of the human being. That is to inquire about the final truth or truth. What is the truth? Who am I? Where I have come from? What is the destination of my life? All these inquiries, all these jigyasa. Jigyasa means inquiries. These inquiries are possible only in a human life. These inquiries are not possible in animals' life. Or bird's life or other kinds of living entities. This is not possible. See, in other words, we may say that when one gets a human birth, but he doesn't inquire about these aims of life, these aims of life he doesn't acquire, he is no better than an animal. Because it is only after passing the animal stage that one gets a human birth. Human birth is consciousness, there is consciousness. Human consciousness is a higher consciousness. This consciousness is in a very lower form in these birds and animals' lives. They are very that is two types of consciousness are there. Very lower consciousness, they are called covered consciousness and sunken consciousness. In Sanskrit, it is called Abhruta Chetana and Sankuchita Chetana. These are very lower types of consciousness. They cannot inquire about these higher truths of life. They cannot inquire. But when one gets a human form of life, he gets a very higher types of consciousness. That is called Mukul Chetana in Sanskrit. Or you may translate it as budding consciousness, just like a flower. That is, first from the bud it sprouts again and becomes a flower, like that. Similarly, ours, human beings, are of 400,000 kinds. 4 lakh types of human beings are there. 4 lakh. So all of them are having this consciousness, that is budding consciousness. All of them. So when one gets a human form of life and doesn't inquire about these higher truths of life, then he is he is as good as in that lower consciousness of life. He has not utilized his better consciousness. He has been endowed with a better consciousness, but he has not utilized this consciousness. So when actually you may say that a human form of life begins, truly begins, when one human being inquires about these higher truths, Brahma Jigyasa, higher truths, when one inquires. So this is the beginning of our spiritual life. This is the beginning of our, if we want to make progress of our consciousness, that is the beginning. We must first of all ask this question, actually, who am I? If we inquire about ourselves, who am I? If we ask this question, Srila Prabhupada Maharaj, he was often asking this question, what is the difference between a human being and a dog? What is the difference? And very often, this question was not answered, could not be answered, because they do not know what is the actual difference. Just like, this, as long as these bodily necessities are concerned, like eating, sleeping, mating and defending, these are the bodily necessities of life. And in this bodily necessity of life, it is common for both the animals and for human beings. It is common. So a human being, however intellectual he may be, however his consciousness may be, we may say that he has got, say, Nobel Prize, like that, so many scientists are there. But when this inquiry is not done, that means we have to understand that he is in the lower consciousness. Lower consciousness. That is, he has not utilized his higher consciousness given to him. So from there it starts, our real progress starts. Our real progress starts. So that is the budding consciousness stage. So from this budding consciousness stage, we can improve our consciousness to the highest platform. Just from budding consciousness, there is blossoming consciousness. Then from blossoming consciousness, there is fully blossomed consciousness. That is the highest platform of our consciousness. So we may say this highest platform of consciousness is called Krishna consciousness. That's why this organization is called International Society for Krishna Consciousness. ISKCON, full form of ISKCON is International Society for Krishna Consciousness. That consciousness is there in every human being. But that is to be developed. That consciousness is to be developed. How it is to be developed? There are different processes in different ages. There are 4 types of ages are there. First is called Satya, the golden age. Then there is Tretya, then there is Dwapar. Now it is Kali, Kali Yuga, Iron Age is going on. This is Iron, Kali Yuga. This is the Kali Yuga. So the process of developing this consciousness is different in different ages. Just like in Satya Yuga, in Golden Age, the process was meditation. Because at that time, all the religious principles were intact. As day passes by, these religious principles dwindle or diminish. So, from the Golden Age or in the age of Satya, the process of developing our consciousness was meditation. Then comes Treta Yuga. Treta Yuga, there the process was Tretya Jajatum Akhi, means there is fire sacrifice. There are various mantras chanted while doing the fire sacrifice. That is Jagya, that is called Jagya. That was the process in Treta Yuga. Then came Dwapar Yuga. In Dwapar Yuga, the process of developing our consciousness was Paricharjaya. Just like we will now we do Paricharja, we will do worship of the Lord. We will do that just after this lecture. We'll do that. That is the process of Dwapar Yuga. Then now the Kali Yuga, this is the age called Kali Yuga, and in this age, the process is chanting the name of the Lord. Just as Prabhu was chanting the name, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. That is the chanting the name of the Lord. This is the easiest process. And this is for every age. There is a recommended process of developing our consciousness, and this Kali Yuga, the recommended process is the chanting of the name of the Lord. And this chanting of the name of Lord, though it was there in Veda, but it was established or it was started by this Gauranga Mahaprabhu. You see the two deities in the right side of ours. Right side is Gauranga Mahaprabhu, he is the Lord himself. He came to this world that 530 years ago. In India, that in the eastern part of India, there is a place called Navadvipa, or you may say Bengal. There is Navadvipa, 9 dvipas are there. And there he took birth in the year 1486. So, he is the personality of God himself direct, but still then he doesn't claim, he doesn't accept to be the God. He comes in the form of a devotee. How we can worship the Lord? How we can worship the Lord? How we can, by which process we can develop our consciousness? So he started this movement that is called Krishna Consciousness Movement. He started from there, 1486. After he became 24 years old, he took sannyas and he started in full scale this Krishna consciousness. And he has prophesied, he has foretold that in one time that all this name of the Lord will be spread throughout the world. He preached only in India, not outside. He preached, he prophesied, or he foretold that this name of the Lord will be spread or will be preached throughout the world. He prophesied like that. And his prophecy came into truth when his dear devotee called Srila Prabhupada Maharaj. His name is Abhaycharana Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. We call him shortly as Prabhupada. He was also born in West Bengal. And he came here in the year 1966. It is here in the West Bengal. He came to United States and New York. He came in the year 1966. So there, in a holiday, weekend day, there is a park called Tompkins Square Park. There he started this kirtan. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Just he chanted this kirtan. And the people there, at the time during 1966, you might be knowing, there was hippie movement in USA. The people were drug addicted. Because there is Vietnam war with Vietnam, though there is conscription was there, the people, those who are not having the attitude to fight, they didn't like it. So they become hippies. They became drug addicts. They left their families, though they are very rich families, they left their families and just lying in the road. They were lying in the road. And it was a very big concern on the United States government how to cure them, how to rectify them. They were expending so many dollars, millions of dollars, but they are not able to rectify them. They were lying and drug addicted, like that. So when Prabhupada went there and he started this Mahamantra Kirtan, they also started chanting the name of the Lord. And by chanting the name of the Lord, there was a revolution in their life. They completely changed themselves. They were not able to give up this smoking. All this, there are four pillars of sinful life, so to say. Gambling, dhyutam, panam, intoxication, illicit sex, and animal killing or non-based food. These are the four pillars of sinful life. They were leading that life. And they were too much drug addicted. Government was not able to rectify them. But when they associated with Prabhupada and his devotees, they changed themselves. Dramatically changed themselves. There is a dramatic change in them. Intellectuals, people in USA, they were astonished. How such a change came into them? Such is the power of this name of the Lord. There is no difference between Lord and his name. There is no difference. Just like here in this material world, there is a difference between water and its name. Supposing you are thirsty, if you simply utter the word water, 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 your thirst will not be quenched. But if only when you drink, then only your thirst will be quenched. So this is the difference between this materialistic duality, world of duality, and the spiritual world. There is no such duality. There is no difference between the name and the name of the substance and the substance itself. So similarly, there is no difference between the Lord and his name. So these mantras we chant, this is the name of the Lord. Hare. Hare means the energy of the Lord. It is called Radharani. He is the energy of the Lord. She is addressed as Hare. So we are praying her that please engage us in the service of the Lord. Krishna and Rama, these are the names of the Lord. By chanting this name, we are just associating with the Lord. Just like when you go to a fireplace, then you become heated. You get the heat. Similarly, when you associate with this name, you associate with the Lord. So you get all the powers of the Lord. You get all the powers of the Lord. So there are so many descriptions of the greatness of the name of the Lord. There are so many descriptions. So it brings a revolution in our life. It brings a revolution in our life. Just like you may question our devotees who have come into this Krishna consciousness. Prior to coming to this organization, what was their life? And when they come to this organization, their life is changed, completely changed. It is first-hand experience. It is their experience you can talk to them. And it is also my experience was also like that. There is complete change in our attitude. Because we had all along been identifying ourselves with this body, but we are not this body. That's why we are going on fulfilling the necessities of the body. But when we think or when we realize that we are not this body, we are beyond the body. Just like one example may be given, when a person dies, so we cry that he has left away. But that body is there. But still then we cry that he is not there. So all along we have been identifying ourselves with the body. this is the example is given. Just to know actually who we are. We are not this body. This realization, when one gets this realization that we are not the body, so then comes who we are. In this way, our consciousness gets higher and higher. In a higher platform it comes. And when it comes to the highest platform, that is called Krishna consciousness. That platform is what? How is that platform? That platform, in that platform, when you reach that platform, you will see the Lord everywhere. You will not see these trees, plants, houses and all these things, you will not see. Because they are the His energy. They are His energy. You will find Him just like Prabhupada Maharaj gives one example. If you have a son, a very dear son, a small child, he has gone for playing. He is not in your house, but his shoes is there. But simply seeing his shoes, you will realize, oh, my son's shoes. You realize your son. Similarly, these are all, whatever you see in this material world, these are all the energies of the Lord. So when you reach to that stage, you will see the Lord everywhere. So this is Krishna consciousness. So this Krishna consciousness is peace throughout the world nowadays. After 1966, after the foundation of this Krishna consciousness movement by Srila Prabhupada Maharaj, and it will continue for 10,000 years. It has been prophesied, it will continue for 10,000 years. And those who are very fortunate, those who are very intelligent, they will join in this movement and they will satisfy, or they will get their aim of life, they will fulfill their aim of life. They will get their aim of life fulfilled. So, I will request you all, especially, to associate. Mataji was getting the repercussion of this sound vibration. This is sound vibration. While Prabhupada Maharaj was chanting this name in Tompkins Square Park, the dogs and other animals, they are also dancing. In 1966, there is a history there. They are also dancing. It has its repercussion, it has its vibration. So by simply chanting the name of the Lord, you will see how there is a change. There is a great change in our life. Even if you do not know the meaning of this mantra, simply by chant, if you can simply chant, then also you will find a great difference in your life. So you will see, now throughout the world, this Krishna consciousness movement is being preached and being spreading everywhere. So by the grace of, it is only by the grace of Gauranga Mahaprabhu and his dear devotee Srila Prabhupada Maharaj, that here also now this Bhakti Sangha is going on, this Bhakti Sangha. And our devotees, they took so much pain in arranging this Bhakti Sangha, and by my fortune, of course, it came from India. I had a desire to see these places, but somehow or other it was possible by the grace of Gauranga Mahaprabhu and Srila Prabhupada Maharaj and his dear devotees that I have been able to speak something to you. And I would like to I do not like to extend the speech further. Here I would like to end, and I will invite you to give some comments or some questions or doubts, anything. You have been.
Thank you, Mata.
I am grateful in this spiritual way. Thank you very much.
Thank you. So now we can do the worship of the Lord now, a little bhajan, then we will take prasadam and depart.
Yeah.